Okay. So have we got any that that we can have a look at? Ian's going to come around. And was that a big no there?
Apparently there's Alwyn's.
What is it, Alwyn?
This is, oh, you can't see it up there. This is a joint combination of friends around me and me. So this is a person holding the cross, and then this is to represent all people in our society to show how inclusive it is.
Well done. That's
wonderful.
Very good. Very good.
I think that is a work of art. Anyone else? Oh, we've got one in the back here. We've got a couple at the back.
It says you and me encapsulated with a heart because it's you and me together in the love.
I'm really enjoying the Wimbledon tennis ball. So
well done. This is tennis racket.
Can you collect them, Ian?
Yes, I've got to collect them apparently. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Cross. Lovely. You and me.
Are there any in the gallery that we want
to see? Oh, we've got some over here as well. We've got cross and lots of people.
They're throwing them down. That was Melvin. It's what? Oh, it was Harry Reid doing a parachute jump. He got the Order of the Founder yesterday. That was good.
I'm running out of hands here. I've got all these wonderful creative people.
Come on then, bring them back, what you've got. Bring back what you've got.
Oh, very good. Heart to God, hand to man. We've got here. Anything else?
Come on, because we need to see what
two people together.
Are. Hold some of them up. Okay. So, I think we've got a lot of people, haven't we? What's that one?
People together.
People together, yeah. Lots of people.
Got some?
Yeah. Any from?
That's good.
Anything different over there? Yeah.
Oh, what have we got over here, Amelia?
Over here we've got some people, because it's all the friendships, young and old in the church.
Very
good. All the friendships represented, young and old.
And
that's
that was a collaborative effort as well, wasn't it? Some who didn't want to do anything and another person taking the initiative and saying, yes, we'll use your pipe cleaners as well.
So they were nearly all people, is that right? Yes. What makes a church?
Hearts.
People. Hearts, yes.
What else we got?
And another heart there I can see. And in Romans 12, verses 4 to 8, we read, just as there are many parts to our body, so it is with Christ's body, the church. God gives us all different gifts and abilities to make up this church. We're not all the same. And it's important to remember that as you grow up, because you tend to compare yourself with others sometimes, don't you? And you get self-conscious as well. But God has given you gifts and talents, and it's important to find them for yourself. And when you do, do your best with those gifts and talents. And can I say that you're not only important to God, and you not only make up his worldwide church, but you're important to us as a church too. And you make up this church. And if you ever feel that you want to get involved in anything, then you can come to us and tell us and offer as well. There's lots of different things, whether it's preparing PowerPoint. I sometimes have to get help preparing that. And all these things come second nature to some of you these days, doesn't it? Or preparing a poster outside for the notice board. You'll notice how dull that is. That's because Ian does it. So, but, you know, we're not very creative. But if anybody wants to do anything like that and has creativity within them, then, or if you just want to be available to help in worship now again, then, or if you have any suggestions, anything like that, or requests, then you're more than welcome to come and speak to Ian or myself or Lynn or Janine. Or any of the YP workers who go out with you week by week. You have a voice in this church, and you make up this church. You're not the church of the future. You're the church of the present, of today. Did anybody do a building of any description? Oh, yes, Lauren did. Well done, Lauren. Because it is important as well, when we think about what makes a church, is it is important to remember that we do meet together, and we should meet together for worship. No, it doesn't have to be in a building, but we sort of don't have the weather where we can always be outside. So it's usually in a building, in a church. And worshipping together is really important. And in Hebrews it says, do not give up the habit of meeting together. And we come together, I think people have said it when they've put their people together with the pipe cleaners. We come together for support, for friendship, for teaching, for encouragement, sometimes for correction. We might be wrong about something sometimes. And somebody once explained it to me like this. You know how you get pieces of coal? Do you have pieces of coal that make up fires these days? I think you do. Or wood, pieces of wood. Pieces of coal that make up a fire. A lovely roaring fire, don't they? Well, say you were a piece of coal. Just have that in your mind. While you stay in the fire with the other bits of coal, you're red hot. You're on fire, aren't you? You get support from the coal around you. You're all doing your bit, getting heat from the other pieces. You're all fitting together. But the moment one of those pieces of coal comes out of the fire, they start to grow cold. They're not red hot anymore. They don't have the support of the other bits of coal around about them. And they quickly lose their heat. Now, my mum used to have a saying. She used to say, the less you do, the less you want to do. And it's very true, isn't it? And if you get out of the habit of coming to church, as that verse in Hebrews says, you'll find that you do grow cold, like that piece of coal. And you won't have the desire or the energy to want to come to church. Do not give up the habit of meeting together. And the other thing that I thought made up a church, I thought somebody, did anybody do anything to do with worship? I suppose you did a cross, some of you. Or music. Yeah, you did. A fish, yeah. Good. But I thought about worship as well. We come together to worship, don't we? And in the Salvation Army, we love our music. It helps us to worship. And there are lots of verses in the Psalms and in the Bible that encourage us to worship, especially through music. Psalm 27, verse 6, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Psalm 150, praise him on the trumpet, and with harp and tambourine and dancing and cymbals. And in 95, extol him, that means praise him, with music and song. And when we praise, we're destroying the devil's kingdom a bit, and we're lifting God up that bit more. We're building his kingdom up a bit more. Praising and worshipping, it also helps us to lift our minds, if you like, off our own problems. If we're feeling a bit down, praising and worshipping in can help us to lift us, lift our mood and lift us into his presence as we concentrate and fix our eyes on him. Psalm 100 says, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And so we enter his presence as we thank him for his faithfulness and his goodness to us. We enter his presence. But we get even closer to him when we praise. When we praise him just for who he is. We're not just thanking him, we're praising him for who he is. And so we're going to sing that little chorus just now. We're going to stand and sing, I will enter his gates, straight from Scripture, from Psalm 100. And we'll rejoice and sing together. Let's stand. And after this, the YP band are going to bring us a message. thank you, IP Band. We've already said, haven't we? All of you have said, most of you have said, the church is made of people, me. And the band have just played, in this quiet moment, make a better me. We want our church to grow and flourish and be better. Maybe we start with ourselves, with me. Make a better me. Which leads us into our final bit of teaching, and we're going to look at some what happens next clips, okay? And they're not the best quality. They're off the Scripture Union website, but they're not brilliant. But here we are. There's four of them, I think. So we're going to see. We'll play the first one first. There you go. Oh, that was quick. So what do you think happens next? Anybody know? Anyone want to have a guess? Go on then. Yeah. Hang on.
It slips on the ice, mate.
It slips on the ice. Shall we have a look then, Alex? Are you watching? Because I think it's over quickly. Did you see it? The penguin tripped him up, the other penguin. That was funny, that one. I'm not sure if that was a person in a penguin suit or not. I'm not sure. I can't believe a real penguin would do such a thing. The next one, as I say, the qualities aren't great, I don't think. Is there another one? Are we stuck? Oh, did I do this one? Has it not got sound?
Well done. Thank you.
So I've just been in an exam.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're too late. Gave you plenty of warnings about time.
Right, so he's had an exam. He sat too long afterwards. He didn't hand his paper in. He's taken it up to the front, and the man says, I'm sorry, you're too late. You've had plenty of time. What do you think happens next? Let's have a look. It's a difficult one. Let's have a look at what happens next. You ready?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're too late. Gave you plenty of warnings about time. You failed. Sorry.
Excuse me, do you know who I am?
I have absolutely no idea.
Good.
Do not try that when you're doing exams, okay? That's a good one. And the next one. Here you go. You can imagine. I think you can guess what's going to happen here. What do you think is going to happen? Yeah. The barrier's going to come down. Let's have a look. I tried not to choose really awful ones, but let's have a look. Okay, and there's one more. I think there's one more. What do you think happens next? That's the referee. Should we have a look, or do you want to guess?
The referee kicks the ball into the goal.
Oh, yeah, let's have a look. The referee kicks the ball into the goal, maybe. There you go. Well, he kicked it, but it wasn't a very good goal, was it? But I hope I've got the point across that I'm the church. We are the church. And the point of these clips is to remind us that we are what happens next in the church. We are the church. So when we help someone at school, we are being church. We are what happens next. When we get involved at church, perhaps you wish church was a bit different in some way. Or you might have a great idea and it won't take much to put into action. Mahatma Gandhi once said, be the change that you want to see in the world. So if you don't like something, be the change yourself. Make a better me, the band have just played, haven't they? What happens next is down to us. If you don't like to hear gossip at school or even at church, even in the army, be the change. What happens next is down to you. Stop it rather than spread it. And when we sing in the singing company from our hearts and meaning what we sing, we're building God's kingdom and we are being the change. What happens next is down to us. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 says, "You have become living building stones for God's use in building his house." And the singing company are going to sing a song called "We'll Build the Kingdom" just now.
The final song the singing company is going to sing is "We'll Build a Kingdom." The music for this song was written by General John Larson over 40 years ago. It is a really inspiring song and invites us all to share God's love and build his kingdom.
I'm setting out to build a kingdom. I'm setting out to build it high. I don't know how to build a kingdom. I only know I'm in to try.
Wipey band could stand up as well, because we really want to thank our children, don't we, who we do love very much and value and are part of this church, and we want to help them build the kingdom as well, don't we? They've just sang about building the kingdom and we want to be part of it as well. And let's show them some encouragement. final song together, and it's We Want to See Jesus Lifted High. We're going to praise together. We're going to each do our part, like in our team, person to person, the song says. That's what happens next. So let's stand and sing this song through together.
Let us pray. And we pray with the Apostle Paul. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all God's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And now may the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the extravagant love of God, and the intimate friendship and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all this day and forevermore. Amen.